We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the second to last day of Browns training camp, at least for the fans. Christian Kirksey is with us now. Christian, you've been here since 20. We were just talking about it. You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
You and Betonio are the deans of this team. You've been here since 2013.
Yes.
Right? Sixth season with the Browns. Does it feel like, I mean, you're not old. We just talked about it. You're going to be 27.
I'll be 27.
That's pretty young, but
yeah, it's,
you had a veteran on this. I mean, there's older guys, but you've been here along with Betonio the longest. Yeah. Does it feel like it's the sixth season?
Man, it flew by, man. I still feel like, everything is just new, but it probably goes with, the different coaches and stuff that's been in here, but it definitely went by fast, man. But it may be a good thing because, I'm still steady learning and steady trying to get better, and that's why it all still seems so fresh. But, it definitely feels good to be back and be here for my sixth season.
It's a different attitude. It's a different everything this year, right? I mean, you and Joel, more than anybody else on this team, deserve what we think is going to happen this year. You have suffered through all these bad teams. You've played well. You've been in there. You've played hard. You haven't quit. A lot of guys might have done that on all these terrible teams. And now it looks like all the hard work's finally going to pay off. Is it hard to not be too excited?
I can have all the excitement in the world, man. Like you said, just being in this organization and, seeing the ups and downs, there's nothing wrong with feeling good about a season coming up. I feel good about this team. I feel good about my teammates. The organization is just how it's growing, man. And I'm excited. I'm not going to sit here and try to hold my emotions back. I'm excited. It's going to be a great year.
I was asking with J.C. Tretter on yesterday, and I said to him, it seems like, as an observer, that this training camp is more physical. And then I said, am I just thinking that because there's more optimism that year, so I'm making everything look better? Is it actually more physical?
It's physical. It's physical. But, it's physical because it's so much talent. It's so much competition. And guys are trying to, solidify themselves on this team and fight for a spot and, be that guy. And I think that's the good thing about this camp is that this 53-man roster is going to be – built to a core to where like all 53 guys deserve to be on this team. They made it through this training camp, which was a physical training camp. It's going to be some guys released that deserve to be starters, but we can't keep everybody. So that's the physicality of this training camp is that everybody is trying to grind. Everybody's trying to make it. It definitely was a physical training camp this year.
When you look at the linebacker room, you got you and Joe, couple of veterans, and then it's mostly like few veterans and then really new guys.
Yeah.
How are the new guys? Obviously Mac and Taki getting a lot of talk.
Yeah.
How are they fitting into the group?
They're fitting in well. Mac is doing a great job. The big plays that he's made in preseason. Then you got Taki, a guy that's high energy and, can play well at that mic position and everything. So those guys have done extremely well. And then, we also got younger guys, too, that may not get mentioned a lot, but, they're playing well in the linebacker group. So, they're doing everything that's expected. They're being physical. They're fighting. They're grinding just with us.
Often we think about linebackers and say, well, the Browns have a 4-3, so all we need is three linebackers. But, the good teams often have four, five, even six guys that you can rotate in some, keeps everybody fresh. Maybe a few less snaps for you guys makes you better in the long run. Does that make sense?
You always need competition in the room, and you always need depth in the room. It's just like at every position, honestly, we have depth.
Yeah.
Whether it's D-line, whether it's linebackers, defensive backs, we have depth. And it's good to, when you can have guys, say somebody come out and, the next guy come in and it's not a drop-off. You keep that same momentum going, So it's good to have great depth and great talent in that room.
Christian Kirksey is with us. Christian, I want to go back to high school for a minute because, I know you ran track in high school, and a lot of football players did. Do you think running track helps make you a better football player, or just playing other sports in general in a way help make you a better football player?
Yeah, because you're competing all year round. And track, you know, I did something. I went to state, but I went to state in triple jump.
Right.
I did long jump. You know, I ran some of the relays. So it's like you're always competing at something, and you're never just sitting there just resting. You're getting different workouts,
yeah,
and you know, working different muscles. Especially in track, you know, you're working your breathing, you know, your stamina and all of that. Running at high speed, running at high end speed. So it's all helpful. You know, and as a kid, you know, you want to get into every sport, you know, just to really see which one you love. You know?
Right, sure.
So, you know, I think that definitely helped me out along the way, you know, helped me control my body as far as triple jump, like controlling my body in the air,
yeah,
things like that. So I think it all played hand in hand.
When you're a kid in Missouri, you're going to college at Iowa, did you imagine, like, when did it become real for you that, hey, I could play in the NFL?
My coach, Mike Jones, when I started playing linebacker in high school, you know, he was telling me about, you know, potentially going to college and, you know, getting school fully paid for and all of that. And once I got to college, you know, I started thinking to myself, you know, God didn't bring me this far, you know, just to sit me here in college. So I was like, you know, I can make it to the next level, especially seeing the guys that, you know, friends that made it to the next level and, you
sure.
know, I was right on the field with them and, you know, making similar plays as them. I'm like, you know, if they could do it, I could do it.
Right.
So, you know, I just kept the work ethic, man, and was blessed enough to reach this point.
Let's bring it back to now, year six, new defensive coordinator,
yeah.
Steve Wilks.
Yeah.
My opinion, unfairly fired after 1 year with Arizona. He has this opportunity. What's the adjustment been to his defense?
Oh, as you know, it's not a big adjustment. Most of the time, you know, when you run, you know, a 4-3 defense, you know, it's only so much you can do.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Mostly everything is concepts, you know, and then obviously you got to learn different blitz patterns. But, you know, once you play 6 years in the league, I mean, it's really nothing too crazy or
yeah.
too much that you haven't seen, you know. And
right.
You learn how to master a playbook. You learn how to study a playbook. So, you know, it turns quickly. And for his defense, style defense, you know, we kind of played that similar at Iowa. So
right. Okay.
Just jumping into it, you know, it's kind of familiar to me in
right.
a sense.
You add Vernon, you add Richardson up front. Obviously, you now have, you know, the guys, which some of the guys were starting last year, are depth. I mean, the defensive line is loaded. How much easier or does it make your job?
It makes my job, you know, easier. I think it makes everyone's job easier when you have guys that can go attack the quarterback. Say I was Denzel Ward. I don't want to speak for him, but I'm just putting myself in that position. But say, you know, I was Denzel Ward, and I know that it's four guys that are going to get the quarterback,
right.
you know, fast. I can sit on routes, you know, just because I know the ball is coming out this fast or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
Or, for instance, for me, playing linebacker, I know, you know, I can scrape free just because I know there's guys up there that's, you know, like kicking butt up there,
right,
you know,
right, right.
safeties. You know, they can play at a certain depth knowing that, you know, it's all about time and our guys are going to get there. So it's just build a confidence when it starts
yeah.
with your front four. And, you know, it just makes everybody's jobs easier.
You know, you mentioned Denzel, who had an amazing rookie season last year. Greedy Williams comes into the secondary. He seems like a very confident young man. How big a difference do you think he's going to – you know, what kind of add is he to the secondary?
Greedy?
Greedy, yeah.
I think, you know, he has the potential to be great, you know. He's been in here. He's been doing a great job for us. And
yeah.
obviously with the pick that we have with Denzel, he had, you know, outstanding rookie year. And
yeah.
we're looking forward to Greedy having the same thing. And you could just see that he's learning fast and he's picking up a lot of things. And he made a lot of plays in preseason. So that's definitely a bright side to it. So he's working, and I think he's going to be a good player for us.
Christian, I think about when you first came here and some of the offensive teams that the Browns had. I mean, it wasn't very good, right? You know, and now you got Baker, who's – one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Odell and Jarvis is the best 1-2 punch in the NFL. I believe Nick Chubb, and when Kareem comes back, is the best 1-2 punch at running back. The Browns have gone from, to be fair about it, not a much talent on offense a few years ago to maybe the most talent in the league. When you play against them, do you see it every day?
Oh, yeah, I see it. You know, I can see, you know, we have a 1-2 punch, like you said, and parts of the offense, and let's not forget our offensive line. You know, offensive line, they're good too. You know, I don't think they get a lot of praise, but you know, they're protecting well for Baker. And you know, I'm just excited to see, you know, everything come full play and just see them go out there and make plays. And when the games count. You know, I want to see them go and have fun and win and, you know, manage the clock and just control the game. And I think that's, you know, a bright side, that seeing those high caliber players that's, you know, on the team is definitely a bright side to it.
Let's go back to last week with Indy. Obviously, a very physical practice. Seems like all these scrimmages with teams is, oh, you're always seeing fights. Did you know, the first day, Freddie wouldn't give us obviously details on exactly what he said to you, but it seemed like he was pretty fired up after the first day with Indy. Did that affect some of the fighting the second day, or just coincidence?
You know, our guys are our guys, their guys are their guys, yeah. And you know, whenever you're competing against someone, you want to be at your best.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, things get flared up, emotions, you know, arise, but it's all, you know, football, and it's all competition. So, you know, we want to make sure we're the better team, and they want to make sure they're the better team. So, it's, you know, it's just extra competition, extra energy.
You know, there's so much. I feel like every week Odell's being interviewed by GQ or Baker's being interviewed by SI. Do you ever worry it's too much hype?
No,
you don't care about it? It's all good.
It's all good. I think those guys, you know, carry themselves well. They know how to not get distracted by things, and I don't think it's a problem.
What do you do for fun?
What's
everything,
a fun
time?
Man. I bowl, you know. I love music, man. I'm always, you know, doing events, man. You know, I do everything, man. Do everything. I've been kind of whooping butt in pool lately, you know. My teammates.
You guys got a pool table?
I play Carl Davis.
Okay.
Zettel.
You own him?
Antonio Callaway.
Okay.
You know. Eric Murray, you know,
and you dominate.
Yeah, for sure, dominate. So hopefully they're not hearing it right now.
They might be. You know, they're gonna be looking for revenge. All right, Christian, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining.
I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.